It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsberg, and WEKU Program Director. Jean emailed us from Houston, Texas, with the following question. What is wrong with your listener app? It keeps cutting out, trying to stay with the times. The more cumbersome streaming sign-on works better on my iPhone. I sent a note explaining that we have discovered that the Eastern Kentucky University app seems to work better for accessing both web streams for the WEKU stations. Until we can afford to create a new station app, that's our advice. Plus, you'll get lots of other interesting information about EKU, a campus map, and so forth. Jean went on to explain that she prefers listening to WEKU over the local public radio station there in her home of Houston for the past 3 years. We've had some positive comments about last week's Eastern Standard program that featured EKU's new president, Michael Benson, as well as Dr. Aaron Thompson of the Kentucky Council on Post-Secondary Education. Also, a number of Facebook likes for freelance reporter Leslie Gutman's NPR story about a Paris, Kentucky church that encourages its members to bring pets. From our listener comment line, a couple of remarks about our sister station, Classic 102.1. First up, Alice.
I have to tell you how much I appreciate the classical music I'm hearing on Friday on your station. I love it a whole lot.
I think it's really important to, at the beginning and the end, to slowly and clearly say who the composer was and who the piece is.
The gentleman who preferred to remain anonymous went on to let us know he's unhappy with WKYL's technical issues. We'd love to put your comments on the air. Call us at 859-622-1657. Send an email to weku@eku.edu. Leave a comment on Facebook or tweet it. That number again, 859-622-1657. Then tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on WEKU.